There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen.
Seven after the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's not Monday. It's not Tuesday. It's not Wednesday. Must be Thursday already. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler as we work through the space and time of your life. So what's the most important thing that's happened to you in the last 24 hours? For many people, many more than you would suspect, there has been embarrassment and there's been anger and there has been an unprecedented breach of privacy which has rattled a lot of people that belong to the Ashley Madison website. Reputations at risk. The release of customer data from Ashley Madison. Described, Kenny, by one person as a famous infidelity website. So what happened?
Yeah, that sums it up.
I think it does. Yep. Hackers dumped a big cache of data containing millions and millions and millions of email addresses for government officials, civil servants, high-level executives, corporate giants. This is the latest cyber attack to raise concerns about Internet security and data protection. And interesting that it would come in a circumstance like this where it's so obvious that people who use this site don't want to be exposed, shall we say? Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
The hacker attack has been a big blow to this website. There's a company called Avid Life Media, which is located in Toronto, that owns Ashley Madison. They were actually ready to go public. There's an IPO scheduled to put, yeah, so.
Hold on to that.
Yeah, right.
A little bit.
Hold that thought.
Yeah.
There are a lot of problems now. People are going to find that the wrong people know the wrong stuff, or maybe it's the right people know the right stuff. The data dump began to make good on the hacker's threat to leak nude photos, sexual fantasies, real names, credit card information for 37 million customers around the world of Ashley Madison. Life is short, have an affair. That's their slogan. Life is short, have an affair. So, I guess I wonder about not only public embarrassment, but the emotional toll that will be enormous on a lot of people whose extramarital affairs may have been exposed on the web or even whose emails were used without their knowledge to sign up for the site. See, I think that may be part of this, if you can hopefully explain if that's the case. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I understand that there are people who do this. I just don't understand why people are married. If you want to do this sort of thing, everybody's got a different arrangement, though. Everybody's got a different feel. But in general, it isn't about the act of being married, because I think the idea of being married is not necessarily always understood by people. The younger you get married, the less you understand about what marriage really is. Or the less experienced you are, the less you understand what marriage really is. Marriage is a contract, but you don't need to be married to have a contract, to have an understanding, to have a love, to have a feeling. And so if that doesn't work for you, then why do you stay in the marriage? Well, some people say the golden handcuffs, it would be too expensive to get divorced. Well, there's a whole thought process that goes into this, and if you work it backwards, then you start asking yourself, well, if you're really thought provoking, this thought penetrates the whole world of this kind of thing. This is so artificial. If, in fact, You don't want to be married with somebody. You don't want to be with somebody. You don't want to be in a relationship. Then you ought not to be in it. Just leave it. But you can't do that because the state has made it so complicated, so difficult, and so expensive to do that. People say, well, it's protecting the assets or the property or protecting. What are you protecting? Why are you married if you're going to do this? That's the common question for the common good, isn't it? Why would you be in a relationship? Forget marriage. Why would you be in a relationship unless both parties agreed this was an okay thing to do? And I don't know whether some would say it has to do with morals, has to do with scruples, has to do with standards, whatever it is. But this kind of thing in the age that we're in was bound to happen. It's bound to be something that sooner or later somebody would hack this place. There are other sites like this, I guess. I was aware of Astomatic because we had the guy that founded it on the program. Man, what a jerk. Whew. All right. So, now, in a related story, the announcement of female Viagra coming on the market and what that's all about. What does it mean to you? Dr. Ron Hoffman is going to explain that next with all of us here on Good Day.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily and just added 4-day deals in every department. Get amazing anniversary deals like a Fender Squire Stratocaster or an Epiphone acoustic guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball Cobalt electric guitar strings, 2 for $10. Or a sheet music stand, now just $19. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's Plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at Plenty.com or on the Plenty app. There's Plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the buffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer, Richie, and Kenny and I, happy always to have Dr. Ronald Hoffman, who has an excellent, not a good, but an excellent website, and his Intelligent Medicine newsletter is a must for anybody who wants to keep up with what's happening intelligently in the world of medicine. So you can sign up for it at drhoffman.com. Okay, let's talk about this study that suggests there's good and bad in testosterone therapy. I'm thinking you don't really need a study. This is something that you have studied a great deal for your patients. And so I want to get men information and women information. Let's start with the testosterone therapy, whether it is good or not good. Does it need to be used sparingly? What's the story from your perspective?
Well, it was recently maligned in a study that showed that users of testosterone had a higher risk of stroke or heart attack. Mm-hmm. And soon thereafter, it's flipping on the TV, watching cable channels, I'd sometimes see ads like, have you or a loved one taken testosterone and had a heart attack or a stroke? Call 1-800-SUE-THE-BASTARDS, because they're trolling for malpractice clients.
Right.
And some people who take testosterone might be older men, and there's an instance of heart attacks or strokes.
Why? What does testosterone do that would bring that to happen?
Here's the deal. Is that study that showed that there was a link there, it was a poorly executed study. It was done in men who had very advanced heart disease. The testosterone was administered haphazardly. It wasn't a good study. They redid this investigation in the same population, Veterans Administration patients, and they found that not only did it not cause heart attacks and strokes, there was dramatic protective.
That's what I heard about.
It makes sense. Men who lose their mojo, they're unmotivated, they sit around, they get a spare tire around the midsection.
Yep.
They're the ones who are going to be more likely to have cardiovascular disease.
Yeah.
So if you give a man testosterone, they're more likely to build muscle, exercise, and even feeling good about themselves can reduce their risk of circulatory problems.
Right.
I think it's ultimately we're going to find that it is protective and a tool against heart disease.
Jennifer and I were talking earlier about the pink pill, the approval given by the FDA to help women who are in menopause or premenopausal condition. Is that what's most likely to be used? And what's going on in the body that for women of that age or going through that circumstance where you would need something like this?
If I had the answer to that, I would win the Nobel Prize, and I would also unravel one of the great mysteries of
somebody must have figured
existence.
It out, because that's the way they're promoting it as something to be used by women who are premenopausal, who have lost interest in making love.
Well, to put it mildly, women's sex drive and motivation to have sex is complex. And, they say that, while men have a hydraulic problem, and mostly, sex is about the nether parts, women's major sex...
I've never heard it put that way before. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Men have a hydraulic problem.
Right. But women's major sex organ is the brain. And so that's how this medication works.
So men are mindless when it comes to making love.
Yeah,
women are using the brain. Men are not.
It's just a matter of simple fluid hydraulics.
Just figuring this out.
But women, it's about the brain. And so this medication is akin to some of the antidepressant medications. It seems to work on serotonin in the brain. It works not on circulation. It works on desire. And it may have work on certain brain centers that are associated with libido, getting women more in the mood. And there was a debate about whether it should be approved, because it's not that effective. It's not 100% reliable. Yeah, it's a little bit effective, and then it can also cause side effects like blacking out, fading, things that are not too appealing as potential problems. So anyway, the deal is there were so many options for men, and almost as a matter of equality, they said, hey, men outnumber women, 30-1 in terms of options to improve sex. Let's give women a lifeline here. Let's approve this.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, there'll be a firestorm of protest because of discrimination.
One of the discriminatory factors is that men, through health programs, usually have Viagra paid for, and women don't have the quality. So maybe it'll take this pill will be
evening
paid
out
for.
The battle of the sexes here.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Remember what I told you about the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Sign up for it at drhoffman with 2 Fs, drhoffman.com. 51 after on Good Day.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Stars this week in 1983. Stevie Nicks by herself has the number five position. Stevie Nicks, yes. Okay, this is a quiz. You want to help us?
Sure.
Stevie Nicks was with a guy in a beard. His name was Mick Fleetwood. Fleetwood, good day. Mick Fleetwood. So, how did she do on her own, or how does she do on her own, versus how she did with Fleetwood Mac?
She did very well on her own.
Yeah. Didn't she have a drug problem for a while?
She's a big one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but she's okay now, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she is. Anyway, excuse me, Richie. This day, 1983, saw this song in the number five position. As we review the top five, people love our musical focus. And so every hour at this time, we have some sort of musical focus. Stevie Nicks, Stand Back, number five this week, 1983. Number four belonged to Michael Sambello. Another good pop song, I think. Everybody agree?
Mm-hmm. It was good from the movies. Yeah.
How so?
Because fame was not fame. Was fame?
Flash dance.
And Jennifer Beals is hot.
Movies. And this was about her? The song was about her?
This was during one of the dance scenes. Mm-hmm. Where she's jumping all over the place.
Jumping all over with her arms going up in the air, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is actually when she was during the tryout scene, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Another good moving song from this date, 83. Remember, this is sort of on the cusp of the disco era. Donna Summer, number three. 1983. 32 years ago. Whew. Good tune, though, right? Can't sit still with this playing in the background.
Good stuff.
Or foreground. Another one of these groups from that era that did very well, the Eurythmics. Sweet dreams.
Annie Lennox, Dave Stewart, I think. And
yep.
They're involved together in this, right?
Yes, they were then.
Yeah, they were then. I told you, Dave Stewart was at Uri Geller's wedding.
Yeah.
Annie Lennox wasn't there. He was dressed in a pink suit with white stripes, and he had big glasses that covered half of his face. Like, is that typical of his attire?
Rock stars, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, nothing. Good character, though. Very short guy, little guy.
They all are.
Yeah. All right, number one.
Rock star is 5'2".
This is one of my faves of all time.
That's why I never made it.
Really, because you're too big, Richie? I got it. It's not that you don't have talent.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. The Police. Number one during this week in 1983. Every breath you take. This is something very important for you to keep in mind as you're going through your day. Make sure you breathe. And I don't mean just normally, but four or five times during the day. Just take a moment or two and breathe. Put your hands over your head and bring them back down again. Do it four or five times. Bring a lot of fresh air into your lungs, and it'll change the mood and mode of everything you're doing. All right?
This song is pretty much about stalking his girlfriend, though.
Yeah, but that's not. Yeah, this song's not about that. You're right.
Yeah. You'll never get away from me. I'm always going to be watching.
I'm always going to be watching.
Always watching you.
Even if you get that pesky little restraining order, I'll still be watching you.
All right, so number five this week in 1983, Stevie Nicks, Michael Cimbello in the number four position, Donna Summer number three, The Eurythmics number two, and The Police number one with this song. Coming up in the next half hour, if you have not gone to the website WeBeSisters.com, you might want to join us there because we're going there
hysterical.
In a few minutes. WeBeSisters.com up next on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and stellar notebooks, your kid'll be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, Office Depot brand notebooks just 1 cent each. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. Limit 3 in-store only while supplies last until 8/22.
Musicians, Guitar Center's anniversary celebration is on right now. But Thursday through Sunday, you'll save even more with truckloads of new gear arriving daily. And just added 40 deals in every department. Get deals like a Pearl Versify snare drum, just $89. Or 15-inch powered PA speakers, $129 each. Plus, make 24 equal monthly payments with no interest on purchases of $6.99 or more with your Guitar Center gear card. Guitar Center's extra anniversary savings ends this weekend. Don't miss it. See card member agreement. Promotional financing terms at guitarcenter.com for financial details.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Wait a minute. How about 33 after the hour? I don't want to throw away 4 minutes
we take
of your important life. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with all of us together. Kenny Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. The items of the day that are of interest in import. Interest is one thing. Import is another. I'm not sure that the Gerald Fogel thing is important in the main. What's important here is to understand how many people are involved in child pornography. The fact that he's involved doesn't strike me as being important. What strikes me as being important is that there are these kind of people who are doing this sort of thing. You can be judgmental. We were talking about Ashley Madison and that sort of thing. There's a certain judgmentalism that goes with that that may be appropriate. But in this circumstance, there's no judgment other than wrong. This is bad. I don't even know how you come up with a word that describes this, Kenny. How you come to find the strength in one word, one phrase, one sentence that equals the horror of this kind of activity. So
despicable.
Yeah, if Fogel becomes the poster child for it, I suppose so be it. And for those who don't know the story here, this fellow who for quite a long time was sort of the face of Subway sandwiches, the Subway shops. Mm-hmm. So yesterday he agrees to plead guilty on a number of charges related to child pornography and paying for sex with minors. As part of the plea deal, the government will not recommend a sentence more than 12 and a half years in the slammer. Fogel agrees not to ask for a sentence less than 5 years. The agreement stipulates that Fogel pays $1.4 million to 14 of his victims who are underage.
14, wow.
14 underage victims. He will register as a sex offender. and undergo treatment for various sexual disorders. His wife has filed for divorce. Really? I'm standing by my man. She said, obviously, I'm extremely shocked and disappointed by the developments involving Jared. I'm in the process of seeking a divorce. My focus is exclusively on the well-being of my children. Neither I nor my family will have any further comment. They were married in July of 2010. They have two children. So that even makes it... This is a sickness, but still despicable.
Yeah.
Because you got to know at some point in time that you're there. Federal agents raiding his home, seized several computers and DVDs. So how do they know? How do they find out? Where does... that's, I guess, the question that some people have. How do they know? He admitted for paying for sex with a 16-year-old. But the text messages and all of that sort of thing, the FBI, I suppose maybe like the NSA, are monitoring. How do you know? Are there certain sites that you visit or you create? I guess that's what I don't know because I don't know.
Well, in this case, the person who ran his, he had a foundation, and the person who ran it was apparently big into child pornography,
yeah,
and got caught. I'm not sure how he got caught, but because of his connection to Jared, they wanted to look at him. And
so what happened to the other guy?
Lots of stuff. The other guy's in jail. Was arrested. He's in jail.
Has he been tried and he's going for 12 years or whatever it is?
Yeah.
So, but by association. But how do they find out in the first place, whoever it is that's involved in this sort of thing, how does it happen that, unless the reason I'm bringing this up, I think is pretty obvious, you want to know that you're, even in this case where something good comes out of it, who's watching, who's listening, who's focused on what's going on your computer?
My guess with this case is that, and I don't know this other guy's name who ran the foundation, my guess is that he knew something and gave that to the authorities.
No, I understand that, but how did they catch him? They never mind Jared, how did they catch the fellow who runs the foundation? Where did that where is the entryway to that information?
There are... there are feds always online who are posing as underage, and think that they caught him like that.
Okay, yeah, got it. That, and I suppose that's a way to... it seems like, okay, why are we spending money to do that? But, yeah, in this circumstance, it's probably a good idea. I don't like entrapment. And so you wonder whether some of this is entrapment, but it's a way to call attention to this sort of thing, and then by doing that, sort of warn people off of it. Do you think that works?
I think somebody as high profile as Jared,
yeah,
getting brought down like this would make not everybody, but would definitely make some people think twice.
Food for thought. All right, so we have facebook.com/your day, Twitter Good Day Show, comments on Jared Fogle and the prison time and child pornography in general. How does this focus go, Kenny?
On Facebook, and I apologize for what I'm going to do to the name, it looks like Malou.
Okay.
It says, I don't understand why people are saying this would hurt Subway. It's not like the company did anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I don't even know why. I mean, there's an obvious association, but he hasn't been associated with them for a long time. And I saw some fool in the news media try to associate Fogle, and if they didn't have enough problems already, that business, the Subway shop business, that kind of business is a very competitive business. The restaurant business is a tough business. So Subway's had its ups and downs, as have many of the other so-called fast food restaurants. I don't put Subway in the same category as McDonald's, other than you can go in and get a fast meal. The meals are much better than what you can get, in my opinion, in McDonald's. I don't want to buy meat. McDonald's doesn't have a veggie burger. If they were smart, they, you know, as they look around to expand, who am I to tell them what to do? But I know a lot of people like me that don't want to eat meat, but they might go into McDonald's and have a veggie burger. You can get a veggie burger, I think, at Burger King. I don't know if you can at Wendy's or not. But the point is that that sort of thing is available at Subway and is very popular. There are other things that are there that, you know, maybe you can get every place else. But Subway has had an off year. But it's not because Jared Fogle is a child pornographer. It has nothing to do with that. So these fools in the news media that try to put the two things together are just that, foolish. All right, what else?
Andy says, when this first came out, people thought it was just a witch hunt, but the feds don't haul you in unless they've got the goods.
Is that true? The feds are not always right, but I imagine it was pretty easy, given what you just told me about how this stuff is traced.
Yeah.
There's not a big disconnect there. All right, what else?
Susan says, this is unbelievable, and now he's thrown away everything. What an idiot.
Too bad. Yeah, a nice wife, family, gonzo. See you later, alligator. All right, so anytime you've got a thought for us you'd like to share, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. You can dial 888-302-3684. That's okay. And email to Doug or Ken or anybody else on the staff here at DougStephan.com. The FAA has finally had enough close encounters between remotely piloted drones and commercial aircraft, so they're warning pilots they face stiff penalties, criminal charges, and even prison time for unauthorized flights. All that stuff coming about as a result of some close encounters of the bad kind. One of the things that's encountering, people that are traveling a lot this time of year encountering, are computer glitches because there's a new system that's been set up. Karen Dawson, who's a travel expert watching this, will talk to us in a moment here on Doug's Good Day.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Star running back DeMarco Murray is helping guys get game ready when it comes to grooming this football season. DeMarco believes preparation is key for big moments on and off the field and stays on top of his game with a grooming regimen specifically designed for men's needs from great brands like Degree Men, Axe, and Dove Men Plus Care.
To me, preparation is about more than working out and eating right. Personal care and personal style is important in everything I do, from my body wash and shampoo to my deodorant. A morning grooming routine helps me not only look, but also feel and smell good. It's an essential part of how I get game ready.
To get game ready this season, visit your local retailer for grooming products specifically designed for men by Unilever brands. Axe, Dove Men Plus Care, Degree Men, Suave Men, and Vaseline Men. They are the official pregame grooming products of NCAA football. Visit UnileverGetGameReady.com to learn more from DeMarco Murray about how he gets ready for his game.
Doug Stephan here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the buffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I have to get my kids ready for back to school.
Staples has tons of deals, like one subject notebooks for just 25 cents. So they'll be 110% ready.
Wait a minute. That's 10% more ready than 100% ready.
That's right.
Yeah, I was a math major.
I could tell.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Staples filler paper is just 75 cents all season long.
Limit 30 per customer in-store. Limit 10 per customer online with $25 minimum purchase. Notebook price in-store only ends 9/12/15.
Gorgeous! Oh, you are the most beautiful bride I've ever photographed.
Oh!
Yes! I am witnessing a fairy tale unfold!
Oh, I don't want this day to end.
Okay, work the veil.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now sniff the bouquet.
Oh, okay.
Join my rewards program.
Wait, what?
Well, for your next wedding.
How about a rewards program you can actually use every day? Finally, there's plenty. Earn points at one place and use them at another. Join for free and discover exclusive offers only at plenty.com. There's plenty together. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and now Karen Dawson joins us. Karen is a certified travel consultant, a master cruise consultant, certified Caribbean specialist, a travel industry executive, and she's here to talk about all of the problems you have experienced, I have experienced, we've all experienced, in getting on an airplane, and the stuff, I mean, the not only the TSA stuff, which is mindless baloney in and of itself, but because the airlines have combined, United is two big airlines, Delta is now two big airlines, American is two big airlines, and the two big airlines are too big, Karen, in my estimation. You find all kinds of computer problems, and they're so big that when the computer crashes, it stops. For example, what was it, United last month, everything stopped for 5 hours, right?
Mm-hmm. And this past weekend, it was in Washington, D.C. But unfortunately, or fortunately, it wasn't the airline's problem. It was the FAA. It was the air traffic control system.
Right. So, and that was another thing that there's been much publicity about in the last week or 10 days of how the record logs show that these people are, after six and a half hours, the air traffic controllers are fatigued. They're falling asleep. I mean, there are all kinds of things that give you nightmares if you're a frequent flyer like I am, and I'm betting you are.
Yes, that's for sure. But I have great faith in the system, and the exciting news is this new, it's a new air traffic control system. It's based on satellites instead of the old radar, which is what we use for years and years. So as I read this article, that they've determined it was just a computer glitch that happened on Saturday, that makes me very happy. That's all it was.
Well, do you believe it, though? Is that
absolutely? I do. It's a new computer system. Sure, it was implemented in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
They were implementing an update, and those things happen. I think the unfortunate things, when it happens on our own PC at home, it's not a big deal.
Right.
When it happens for thousands of travelers who are traveling in the Washington D.C. area, it's a big deal. But the real frustrating thing is that the airlines didn't know what the problem was. The airport didn't know what the problem was. You know, and so they're ultimately blaming the FAA. And unfortunately, the FAA didn't come out and say anything.
Well,
until
it's
six
a typical,
4 hours later.
Right. It's typical government where they cover their own butts. They're all worried about their own jobs and careers and not what is going to be in for the benefit of the traveling public. The value is here because we're paying for it. We ought to have value. And you don't. You're slaves to these people who are interested in themselves and not interested in what the big picture is.
Well, I think in this case, they're so afraid, and understandably so, with the recent hacking of the IRS and some other, retail stores. I think the FAA was probably trying to be cautious and really investigate what did happen, and we've got to be careful what we say, so not to alarm people. So from that perspective, I understand, but it would have been good if they could have at least issued something that said, gee, we have a computer glitch, we're working on it, and we're going to get you up and running as fast as we can. If they had said something, but unfortunately they didn't say anything until after it was fixed. So that's the problem.
Well, that's
so typical.
And the airlines sometimes, depending on the training, I think, mm-hmm. what I want to know when we're traveling, I want to hear the pilot talk about what's going on. I want to know where we are,
exactly.
What's going on.
Right.
And
right.
They're only required to speak on takeoff and as they get ready to land. So that's what most of them do, is just what they're required to do. And it's
right.
Usually non-informative foolishness that's a promotion for the airline instead of really getting to the... I mean, we all love to arrive with a guy who says, look out on the right-hand side. You can see the Grand Canyon. You see that
right.
Waterfall down there? You know, I fell down over the tree with my wife. You know, something like that. But that doesn't. We're not required to have, in order to have a good flight, to have that sort of thing. What we are required, the air traffic control system, as you said,
right.
has been updated. It's been 30 years in the making. There has been there have been complaints for 30 years from pilots and airlines that the system
right.
was outdated and needed to be updated. confiscated, but because Congress raided all the money in the airline trust fund, it's taken them this long to make it work. So I think that needs to be clear. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm thrilled that we finally got a new system.
New system. All right. Well, thank you for updating us on that. A lot of people, I think, didn't know there was a new air traffic control system. So that brings us around to thinking, all right, maybe the travel would be easier. Now we can just get rid of the TSA. We'll be all happy, those of us who are travelers. Karen Dawson, a travel consultant here on Good Day. It's 51 after the hour.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's not that we like Warren Eckstein. We love Warren Eckstein and his advice to pet owners. It comes about as a result of his visit here, daily vignettes on the Good Day program, and his weekend program. It's for pets called The Pet Show. Clever. You can, he figured that out all by himself, too, I think, Warren. Right? Do you have any help coming up with that name?
No, all by myself.
Well, perfect. WarrenEckstein.com, HugsAndKisses.com. Hugs and Kisses, his own formulation for great vitamins and minerals, specifically for dogs and cats. You got one group that gets a certain mixture and the other group gets... By the way, you posted something about cats, and I want to get to that in a matter of moments, plus the passing of a famous dog. Warren's visit brought to us by the folks at Cedarside who want to keep bugs out of your home. And here's a lady who bugs me all the time to tell you the whole story.
I hate when my house is bugged. You need to keep bugs out of your home, Dougie, and away from your family. Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray is a must-have for your home and family. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home and lawn.
A trip to Roberta's house. That's
insect and chemical free. Exactly. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to Cedarside.com or call now, 800-842-1464, and don't forget the code word Doug.
All right. So, Warren, this Jack Russell Terrier known as Oogie, remember the Oscar-winning movie The Artist? have been. This dog has been in a lot more than just that movie. But I wonder about some of these dogs that become actors. Is it the same sort of thing as the overdone dog that wins the Westminster Dog Show? What are these dogs? What's the life like for a dog that does this sort of thing?
You know, actually, that dog you were talking about, Ouya, was trained by a friend of mine, Martina, from France, and an incredible trainer here on the West Coast. She actually trained the dog that was in Frasier, also Eddie, who I had the opportunity of interviewing many, many years ago.
Really?
The bottom line is it all depends on the person that the dog's with. Very often, some of these dogs are kept in kennels, and they don't live a normal life. But you take a dog like Eddie or Ouya, they live at home with the trainer. They're part of the family. They belong to the trainer, so they do have an incredible life, and they have a lot, in many cases, a lot better than your dog or my dog based on the fact that they're constantly experiencing something brand new. So if they're treated properly, in most cases they are, and belong to someone and live with someone, I think it's fine.
One of the things you hear often, there was a recent movie that focused on a dog, and there were three or four dogs that were playing the part. That happened, I think, back with Lassie on TV. There were about four or five Lassies that were in all those shows, right?
Exactly. In other words, and Lassie, by the way, a lot of people don't know this. Lassie was a male dog, and Rin Tin Tin was a female dog.
Ah, got together.
And the reason they did that is because the male dogs, I hate to say this, I'm not chauvinistic, but male dogs tend to be much more beautiful than female dogs.
Yes.
And especially in certain breeds.
Yes. Well, look at lions, the mane that the lion has, much more attractive. You have posted you didn't ask you, you didn't draw a conclusion. I'd be wondering what your conclusion was. You asked the question on your blog site whether or not cats are evil. Is the cat a devil or an angel? What are you getting for results?
I did this just for you, Doug. Just for you. You know what it is, and I write about this, and I got the blog up there. Cats are nocturnal, which means they're out at night, their eyes glow, and for some people, the fact that they're out at night, they're kind of associated with witches, or were associated with witches and demons. So they had a horrible, horrible reputation for many, many years, caused hysteria, paranoia, but they're also the symbol of good luck. Go to any Japanese restaurant, and you'll see something called the Manaki Niku, which is a good luck cat with one paw up. Pope's Kings, Prophet Mohammed, all really worship cats. So there's kind of the pros and cons. From my perspective, cats are equal to dogs in every way.
Really?
I know you bought that 100%.
Well, yeah, I've changed my attitude toward cats, actually. And I think it's just because I've seen some of the things, the cats in the barn. We had a couple of really good cats for a long time in the barn here on the farm. And I remember sort of one of them sent me back to when I was a kid. We had the cutest little cat. And it's, you know what? It's like the dogs. It's how you treat them. They're going,
exactly,
although
right.
Cats are a little more persnickety than dogs are, and maybe more independent. But they're contributors.
Cats suck.
Oh, thanks, Rich.
Just remember this.
They don't like you either, Rich.
Right, exactly.
They're independent thinkers. You don't like independent thinkers.
I don't at all.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like you.
Oh, thank you.
Aww.
All right, so and about Warren. Warren's an independent thinker.
No,
you don't like him either?
Yeah, no, he's
not. Okay. Warren is cute. That's the whole idea. Warren's cool. Warren next time. Check out thepetshow.com. 59 after on Good Day.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.